It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time, Brock and Hunter.
It's to go.
It's me.
I'm Mario.
It always sucked having to play with Luigi.
Yeah?
I never liked it. But Luigi can jump higher, can't he?
Yeah, he can jump higher. Technically, he's pretty quick in the game, too.
Yeah?
Usually, if you go with Toad or like Baby Mario, they're the fastest because it's the smallest. And if you go with Bowser, he can take hits because he's bigger and mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about
Mario Kart?
Mario Kart. I'm just talking about the regular game.
Okay.
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, Luigi.
I was never big on the Mario Kart because
nope.
I didn't have the Nintendo GameCube or whatever that was.
I had the Cube, the Wii U, the Switch.
See, I haven't played on the Wii or the Switch.
Or this regular Super Nintendo.
So wait, the Switch is just it's a portable Nintendo, right?
Pretty much. It's got a base to it that you put by your TV. So you put the... It'd be like you taking your PlayStation with you, and it's got a screen on it.
Oh.
So you can play it here in the studio if you wanted to.
But
if you take it home and you plug it into that base, boom, it goes up on your TV.
That seems like a lot of work.
I heard the Switch is badass.
Yeah.
I've heard. And I
just don't like playing video games on small screens.
Yeah.
I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
It just ruins it for me. I like the big screen experience.
Well, it's not being displayed on the screen on the... It's on your TV when you plug it in.
Well, I know that, but I'm just even going somewhere with it.
Yeah, the
handheld. Let's be honest. Like, Game Boys were great and all, but it was tiny screen. It was hard to focus on. Like, I like playing it on the big screen.
You might like the Switch, though. It's pretty large for what it is, honestly. And it's like a full-blown HD TV in your hands.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different than the Game Boy, but...
I always like when you see those people at like the coffee shops that brought like their whole
set up
computer. Like they have like the modem and everything.
The Macs have the CPU built right into the screen. So people just carry the screen around.
That's all you got to do.
Set it up on the coffee shop. I'm like, do you work here?
Yeah.
Is this what you do?
Well, so if you're buying coffee though and you got that free internet, might as well.
Yeah. How long are you hanging out in the coffee shop, though? It's all day.
If you got to work all day, though, and you need internet, why not? Do they have a limit on that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you're searching porn all day, it's nice to have a place to go to.
In the coffee shop. Why do you have your pants off? I think a lot of writers do that. They'll go to the coffee shop.
And jerk off?
You're right. What? That was a weird segue, right?
Yeah, it's that whole, like, I am in the coffee shop, and I'm going to write my book, my thesis.
What are you writing about?
Yeah. Well, they're drinking their Frappa Crappuccinos.
Uh-huh.
Stupid.
Your $8 coffee?
Yeah. Oh, God. Seriously.
Dude.
Do not buy coffee from places like that.
Unbelievable, man.
It's so expensive. I can go to Walmart right now and get a, like, canister. It makes, like, 260 cups for, like, $8.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? They both make you poop. So, it's basically, in the end, it's the same thing.
Sometimes when I really need to get a turd out, cigarette and a cup of coffee.
Oh, man.
Just, it's out. It's gone.
More than a third.
It's gone. Insides come out. I really don't have anything.
Do you have any stories over there? Anything from Florida?
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff from Florida. Everything. I'm looking for, like, weird news.
We can continue to talk about video games. I got plenty of knowledge in that.
No, because I haven't really had any. The only thing I'm excited about with video games is that they're making a new Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a second one. This one follows Ellie around.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Joel... is still a part of it, if he's died.
Because I
wouldn't think he's died at this point.
You know what you need to get that's out right now that I would love to play, but I don't have PlayStation? In the meantime, while they're coming out with The Last of Us, the new God, it's not new anymore, but God of War, the latest one. Was it 4?
Yeah. I haven't, with his kid, like his kid's a part of it. Yeah, I haven't played that one yet.
Apparently it's awesome.
Yeah. God of War is good because it's a button smasher. Most times you can kind of just, like, you don't need all the technicality.
I just like the bigness of it. They make everything look just massive.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's very almost like a graphic novel-esque, you know. You got this larger than a guy. It's Kratos, right?
Yeah, Kratos.
Kratos, that's it. And he's a god.
Uh-huh.
He was a god, stuff like that. But I remember I played one, and unfortunately, it was a used game I got and had a glitch in it, so I never got past like the third level.
Dude, I got the same problem right now.
Yeah.
Was it PS2?
I think it was PS3. It was a PS2.
PS3.
PS3 game, and I was... Or it was PS2, and...
Do you remember what spot?
So you just got done fighting that like monster on like the bridge or something like that.
Okay, yes.
And then you get past that and you go to the next one and you're almost doing like a side scrolling thing.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm stuck. Like it glitched out there.
Mine glitched out in like a tunnel or something, or like a room you walk into and it's just all like like blurry and like.
I think that's actually, yeah, it's like a room, but like you side scroll to get to this place.
Yes.
Yeah, it's early on in the game.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I'm pissed off about it. You know what? I even bought a second used game.
Yeah.
At that time to see if it was the actual disc. It's not. It's a glitch in the game.
And what's tough is if you're playing these old games on newer systems, sometimes I don't think it can, like, the game itself.
I don't know.
Because, like, when I use my PS3 to play, like, old PS1 games, it's, yeah. Like, it almost takes longer to load.
I think it was an update to make them backwards compatible because PS3 wasn't always that way. You couldn't play PS1 games.
And you know what sucks, too, is I'm going to have to get a PS5, the new one. Mm-hmm. Because PS4 is not backwards compatible, and I think that's horse shit.
It sucks.
Because there's a lot of great games that you'd like to play, and I love PlayStation. I'll always take PlayStation over everything else. I've always been a PlayStation guy. But yeah, PS4 not being backwards compatible. So I got the PS3 upstairs. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I got the PS4 downstairs. Mm-hmm. Are you going
to
sneeze?
I'm trying to.
No, you're not going to do it. You're not going to get it. Come on, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. It's stuck in your nut. Yes.
Bastard.
I don't want that coronavirus all over the place. what I'll probably do, though, is PS4 will go upstairs. PS3 will go in the spare bedroom. PS5 will be in the main living room.
PlayStation, man.
Yeah, I like it, though. But they're good. But I won't buy it. It'll be a couple years. Because once they release it, it's going to take a while for me to buy it.
You know what's really cool about the PS4 and what's an extra upgrade that I can't do on my Xbox is that new game I got, the Ace Combat, the flight simulator game or whatever. And PS4, you can use the VR. So you're in the cockpit and you can look around. You can look at your feet. You can look up. You can watch people fly by you. Where you got to use a button on Xbox to do that.
Yeah.
But I heard it's so immersive that it's like making people sick.
Really?
Like literally, like you can feel it, man. Like I said last night, I don't have the VR, and I was doing barrel rolls. Do a barrel roll.
Barrel roll.
And, man, I had to step aside for a second. Like, ugh.
Yeah, it'll throw you, man. Ugh. If you're focused on it, hold on, real quick. Glenn has been calling. I know it's Glenn.
All right.
I recognize the number. Let's just get it. We never do this on our after show podcast.
You're taking a live phone call in the studio. Podcast?
We can, though. Now we can actually take it. Nice. WIRX, hello.
What's up, guys? I already know I'm going to order at the Badass Brunch.
What?
It's the busted condoms. Like that big old sausage link with a poached egg with a yolk broken, and it comes with a kid's meal.
What in the hell are you talking about, Glenn?
Glenn, by the way,
you're actually on our after show podcast right now.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, well, good for me.
Good for me. Okay, so the Badass Brunch. We're talking about video games. We'll detour for just a second.
Well, it's an idea. It's you know, it's an idea. You get the pun, don't you?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
The busted condom combo. It's like a big sausage link with a poached egg busted, with a little maybe some sausage around there. It comes with a kid's meal.
Perfect. Perfect, Glenn.
Have a good day. Have a good day, folks.
We love you. Glenn. Glenn's a friend of the show. We love him.
Friendly
and,
drunk.
I usually don't, but he's been calling nonstop. So we're working on some other things. So I figured, well, let's just take the phone call. Okay, Last of Us Part 2, upcoming action adventure game developed by Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog's the shit. It's set 5 years after the events of Last of Us. 19-year-old Ellie, who comes into conflict with a mysterious cult in a post-apocalyptic United States. Mm-hmm. So is Glenn going to be in it? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, they reprise their roles. So Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson reprise their roles.
I haven't finished that game.
Dude, you haven't finished it?
Not yet.
Fuck you, dude. It's the best game. Dude, I love that game. I've played it probably 7 times now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just love it. And honestly, now what I've done is I beat it on like the medium, like the basic intermediate level, which most games today, you got beginner, intermediate, and then they have that one called, like, what is it, like chaos mode or something? Like, dude, it's nuts. Like, you basically have to kill everything by hand. Like, it's just awful. But what
I mean, scares me.
That's the other scary thing is, like, you play up a level. I did one time on, like, the hardest level. I'm like, no, I want to sleep tonight. The fuck this, man. I can't get past anybody.
It's an immersive game for sure.
What I do, because I love the story so much.
Yeah.
It's such a great story.
There's two different types of gamers. There's online gamers who just love multiplayer and shoot them up, and that's it. Other people like you and I love campaigns, man.
Yep. I absolutely love the story. Uh-huh. And so now what I've honestly, the last couple times I've played it, I just put it on like easy mode. Mm-hmm. So I can still have fun. I still get to go through the missions, but then I still get the story.
Yeah.
Like I loved, if they made a Last of Us movie, I would be
thrilled. I don't see why they basically did with the game.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So yeah, anyway, I'm excited for this. I don't know when is it coming out though? When's it supposed to be released?
I got you on the new Call of Duty this past weekend.
Dude, it's released on my birthday.
Really?
Of 2020. May 29th, 2020.
Nice.
Dude, I know what I'm getting for my birthday. I may actually pay the full price for it.
Hey.
Usually I wait for it to be discounted, but
there's,
I cannot wait for this game.
There's certain games that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be Gears of War for me.
Yeah.
I get it on the
That game's so hard.
It's tough to get the controls down.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you do, it's like it's one of those games you're like, man, this is fantastic.
And what was the Tom Clancy's
Rainbow Six?
Dude, you have to hit like 9 buttons at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
I seriously played like 1 level of that. Hitman was another game like that,
mm-hmm.
where there was so many controls that I don't think I could probably do it now, mm-hmm. but as a younger gamer, I wasn't as good with it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
On the old, like, PS2, like, I just, I couldn't do it.
Like I said, this past weekend, I got you on the new Call of Duty. You're on a sniper mission.
Oh, dude, that was so much fun, yeah. Man. That's right. I do need to buy that.
It's a great game.
The graphics are fucking, like, it's the fact game. That you have to play the wind, like, when you're shooting sniper rifles, look which way the wind's going.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
It,
I love
it,
that.
It is cool. You got to lead your shots. You got to incorporate the drop.
And don't get me wrong, too. There is something that's fun. Like, you know, you play some of the old Call of Duties, and you have the automatic, like, aim on, you know, mm-hmm. the auto aim. It's kind of fun because you just get to run and gun, and you don't have to worry about it. But yeah,
I should have had you play the mission. They basically have a mission where they kind of mimic the capture of Osama bin Laden. You go into a house and you're with your SWAT team of 5. You're going up the stairs and it's all night vision and you're going real slow. Everybody's real quiet and you're kind of opening doors real slowly with your gun and you're kind of sneak. Dude, I was playing it and I had to play it again. I replayed the mission because I was like, dude, that was so awesome.
See, I've never been a fan of like the sneaking around parts. Like in the Call of Duty, the World War II one, the most recent one.
Yeah, all gillied up.
No,
that's World War II. That's the original Call
of Duty. The World War II, but the World War II one, there's this one where you go on this you infiltrate like the Nazi headquarters, mm-hmm. and so you dress as an SS officer, but then like you got to sneak around and it just takes for fucking ever.
Yeah, right.
Because really you just want to throw a grenade and run.
Right. Oh, I've played this mission 8 times.
I know. God, I keep dying in the same spot. Yep. The dogs come over and get you. Get out of it. But yeah, I'm super excited. Even though I'm not a huge, I'm not a huge gamer in a sense.
You and I are a lot alike in that way. Where I call it, you know what I say? I call it the 20-minute gamer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go a little bit more than I can.
No, see, not here. But, not to cut you off. Like, you love video games, and I think you play a lot, but you play in short bursts.
Yeah.
Like, what I'll do is I'll seriously, like, on a shitty Saturday, mm-hmm. I can play 6 hours in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, I can just go. Next thing you know, it's like when whenever Kiki's gone, that's when I get a lot of video gaming in.
Yeah.
And seriously, there'll be, like, Friday nights where I'll start at, like, 5 in the afternoon, and I'll finish at like midnight, and I'm just fucking crushing it.
What are you taking, Adderall?
Yeah,
bro?
I know, right? And it's cocaine because I'm an adult. But yeah, I like that. But I'm actually really excited for the gaming that I do. I'm excited for where this is going to go. You've said the driving games, your air combat games. Yeah. Like once we get into these. Immersive games where we feel like we're in it. Dude, I'll absolutely put in a gaming treadmill and VR setup in my basement if it's dope. You know what I mean?
I purposely bought the more expensive steering wheel, too, and I'm pumped about
Smart.
This thing, man.
Do it. It's going to be so much more fun.
So much better.
You know, you remember, like, the old steering wheels we had? Or, like, even for Wii, don't they have a thing?
Just the one you hold in your hand.
It's like, come on now, you know?
Yeah, this one force feedback, man, so you can feel bumps on the road. If you go, like, rumble strips.
Dude, that's awesome. That's
you can feel the grass when you get in the grass.
Yeah,
It's pretty awesome.
Dude, I love
it. It even has oversteer, so if you oversteer, it gets light.
Nice.
It's like your tires are breaking.
Yeah.
So you can kind of actually feel your way through corners.
So you can like drift and shit that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that, man.
Awesome, dude.
That's awesome. And see, gaming is, you know, I have appreciation for the old games, but dude, games just are getting so much better. That's why sometimes when I see people like, I just love playing like Mario Kart, I'm like, Mario Kart sucks compared to what we have now.
100%.
Yeah.
And you know what the greatest things about these racing games, though, is they completely mimic the cars perfectly, even to the sound of it.
Yeah.
So I got a little boom subwoofer underneath the chair. I mean, dude, you can feel the car.
You can feel the fart can.
Yeah. Right. And each car has its, they record each car's sound. So it's like you legitimately know what this Ferrari sounds like.
Yeah.
Or this Porsche that you're driving. They all have different tones, different ways they drive to.
Yeah.
It's very realistic.
Do you have Gran Turismo? That we could use that with?
I don't think they're doing Gran Turismo. I think that's a PS4 exclusive.
Oh, that's right. Shit, it is.
But what's very comparable, and I think it's better, honestly, is Forza. Forza is the new one.
See, I remember Gran Turismo was so frustrating as a younger gamer.
It's so realistic.
Dude, it's so... And like when you had... In order to get yourself built up, you had to do all those like time trials.
See, that's a game you have to have the wheel for.
If I got the wheel...
Because you can't feel oversteer with the thumbstick.
You know what? I think I'm going to end up buying
it. Dude, I'm telling you.
Because
Get the Logitech one.
I ended up getting cheat codes for Gran Turismo because I was so fed up. I wanted to get the Viper. Uh-huh. I wanted to get the Viper. But in Gran Turismo, you had to work your way up the race classes.
I think I know which one, the ACR, right?
Dude, yeah, it was the OG Viper, like the first gen, whatever it was. Uh-huh. And dude, but I remember you had to do time trials and you had to start out with the shittiest car and you had to work your way up until you could put a new motor in and new parts. And then you had to go do the time trial and oh my God.
See, that's where some games are smart. That like God of War, for example, they give you everything on the very first level.
Yeah.
So you get it all.
Yep.
And so you kind of feel like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then they take it all away and you got to work through the game to get back to that point. And it's like, it's almost brilliant.
And the feel of the game, there's certain games, Witcher 3, actually, and I'll be honest, one of the main reasons I bought it is because, like, the sex scenes. Dude, I'm not going to lie.
Jesus, man.
Everyone's like, oh, sex scenes on Witcher. I'm like, damn, dude, that's realistic. That's some hot-ass bitches.
It's more like a World of Warcraft kind of.
It is. And it's,
you know, it takes time.
It's a huge world and all this stuff. But the hard part is again, it's button intensive. And sometimes I get kind of bored if I got to be like, if I'm fighting a beast and I have to bring up my spells and do this. But you know what would be awesome is like gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, like a VR and like, oh, I want to bring up a spell so I do this and I can do a spell and then I can, like, that's what I'm excited for.
They got it.
Do they have that?
That's the Oculus. That's the Oculus. They got the two round Halo handles. And they act as hands. So you can hit buttons. You can grab stuff.
So would that work in Witcher?
You can load your game. You can swing your sword. I mean, anything you can do with your hands is immersive in the VR.
But does it work for all game platforms, though? That's what I want to know.
No. Oculus Rift is its own game
platform.
It is. So you got your PlayStation, Xbox, and then you have Oculus. Oculus doesn't hook up to anything else.
What I'm saying, like with PlayStation, because Witcher's on PlayStation, it might be Xbox, too, but...
They have it. So it's the PSVR.
Ooh.
And that comes with, you know, because your PS3 had the ball, you know, like the controllers with the balls.
Basically
on.
Like a Wii, basically is
pretty
what it
much.
Looked like.
Yeah. But PSVR is legit. I'm telling you, my buddy's got it, and I put it on for the first time the other day. And, dude, I was like, this is going to be okay.
But even if I'm not, like, if it's not a first-person view, you know, like, even if I could just watch the game, like, okay, I want to walk with my guy, but
you
all right.
You can do those with the hands, for sure. You know what? He put those on, and like I said, I was kind of skeptical at first, and he put this soccer game on where they're just crossing balls into you, and you got to head them into the goal.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, the first three balls, I dodged. I was like, oh,
Jesus.
Dude, it is wild.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's accurate. Yeah. Like, I was trying to put it in the top right corner, and the first one, top right corner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, maybe that was just a... So, top left corner.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. Like, dude, this is legit accurate. You know, it's wild where it's going, man. And if you guys haven't tried the VR yet, it still has time and room for improvement.
Oh, for sure.
But
we're not far off.
But
though.
It's there, man.
We're not far off. You play a new video game.
It's coming
now.
Down in price too.
There is a scene in the World War II one where it's a cutscene, and honestly, it looks like a movie. Yeah. It looks like a real fucking World War II movie. It's nuts.
I love it.
It's nuts. I do too. And that's why I'm super excited. Like, and also I'm at that age where I can still do it. But like, and think about in 10 years where we're going to be.
The eyes are getting close.
Yep.
The eyes are pretty close. The mouths and the dialogue is right there.
Yeah.
It's right
I'm more excited for when we have these full gaming systems. And I told you, and I think, because they do have them now, but they're just too expensive and bulky.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to strap myself into a into a treadmill, put my VR on, have my gaming gun, and actually walk, do missions, run, and then be able to shoot, feel it if I get hit.
I'm telling you, Brock, the VR is huge right now. The next thing, though, keep an eye out and keep your ears open. It's augmented reality. And it's basically the same thing as VR, but it's not a screen in your thing. It's you're looking out in real life. So this studio, like there'd be zombies.
You're in like a white room or a green room, aren't you, or
you
something like
anywhere.
That?
You could be anywhere. Like augmented, you could go outside right here by these trees outside, and play a game, and zombies would be popping up digitally through your glasses.
You're shooting
in real time in real life.
Dude, that's gonna be dope. That's gonna be so much.
There's a game that they were doing an example of, and you walk. Basically, you're in your room. Like this guy was in his bedroom, and the augmented reality came up, and three different TVs digitally come up in his bedroom.
Yeah,
and he has three old school games going on at once. He's playing Pac-Man on one of these augmented digital TVs.
Yeah,
he's playing another game and another game, and he just goes back and forth.
Yeah,
like virtual reality and reality. It's weird.
Dude.
It's crazy.
Well, actually, I think I saw that because some guy was
showed you a video
the
of it.
Business. So, like, so he was having, like, a call.
Right.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, he puts on his glasses and it's like, oh,
and
okay,
the guy shows up right in front of him. Yeah. And he's talking to him in real time.
Crazy, dude.
And in China, where the other guy was, same thing's happening.
Dude,
the guy,
10 years, it's going to be fucking nuts.
Can you
dude.
Imagine?
10 years. If the coronavirus doesn't wipe us all out, it's going to be fucking nuts.
Can't wait.
I can't wait. No. And then porn. Think about porn.
You know what's cool about these glasses, dude? Think about this, man. You know, you could be driving in your car. You put the glasses on. You put your GPS on. Instead of looking at a screen to where you're going, the road just lights up.
Yeah.
The road in front of you where you're driving on tells you where to go.
Yep.
I mean, you can have a speed limit. Well, I mean, it's all heads up.
We kind of have that now. Some cars now have that heads up display where it shows it like on your window.
Yeah.
But yeah, not until all of them have that. Or if you have your glasses, you know,
your
smart contacts, you know. I mean, Jesus, it's going to be crazy, man.
I mean, imagine, like, the one guy in that one video pulls up Facebook, and he basically, it's a little Facebook icon that's floating on the table that's next to him, the real table, and he clicks on it with his hand, and the whole thing comes up. Dude, it's like the movie, like, Mission Impossible.
Well, it's like Iron Man shit. It's like Tony Stark stuff.
Exactly.
Where he's on his computer, he's like, no, take that, bring this in.
It's exactly
spin
it.
This. Dude, it's fucking crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
All right, let's go play some video
games. Let's go play some video games. Let's go play Galaga.